So it's Chaitanya Bhagavad, and this is chapter 16. We've been hearing about the story of Shukambara Brahmachari and how much Lord Chaitanya appreciates his association. Shukambara apparently is the incarnation of, or he's the Gaur Lila form of Sudama Das, Sudama Brahman from Dwarka, Krishna Lila. And Lord Chaitanya came to meet Shukambara in his house, and he forcibly took some old rice that Shukambara had begged, because he was living by begging. He was a very impoverished person, but a great devotee. And to show how much appreciation and love Lord Chaitanya had for him, he personally took the rice from his hand. This text 141. And now Navanas Thakur is explaining. Mudra sahita naive dhyara jatavidhi vedarupe apane balena guna nidhi. Lord Vishnubhar, who is a reservoir of transcendental qualities, personally explained the Vedas. Through the Vedas, the rules for offering food. Interesting that Shukambara, of course, he wasn't really offering any food to Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya was just taking some baked food that he offered. Somehow, now he goes on. Bine se vidikichu svikara nakare sakala pratikya chorna bhaktir durjari. Vishnubhar does not accept anything unless it's offered according to those rules, but he breaks all those injunctions for the sake of his devotees. Shukambara tandula tahara paraman ateva sakala vidira bhakti pran. Lord Vishnubhar's accepting Shukambara's rice is proof of this fact. Therefore, devotion is the life of all rules. Sakala vidhi bhakti pran. That's interesting. Sakala vidhi bhakti pran. That's why Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that the mukhya vidhi is to always remember Krishna, never forget him. So always remembering Krishna, this only someone who's in love with someone can always remember their beloved. Because you can only remember something you're attached to, or someone you're attached to. If you're not attached to someone, you usually forget them. If you're very much attached to someone, your wife or husband, whatever, and you're thinking about them without even any effort, doesn't require any extraneous effort or extra effort to remember someone you're very attached to. Their memory automatically rises in your mind, and the feelings of that memory generates spontaneous feelings in the heart also. So this is the main sakala vidhi bhakti pran. He says that devotion is the life of all rules. So if we're always remembering Krishna, never forgetting him, by always remembering Krishna, then all the other rules come in place. All the other so many rules and regulations are there, and they're all just all the different ways of expressing our remembrance of Krishna. That's like the four regular principles. So we're remembering Krishna. Well, Krishna's Gopal, Govinda. He takes care of cows. He's a protector of cows. So how can I eat Krishna's cows? So I have to be a vegetarian. Oh, there's so many ways. So this is the primary thing. So this is devotion. Smaranam is a limb of devotion. Krishna's smaranam is bhakti. To remember Krishna is bhakti. But that type of smaranam doesn't really come. We can't really remember Krishna spontaneously till we come to the level of rati, asakti. Asakti means attachment. At the level of nishta, we remember Krishna sometimes, but not that often. At the level of asakti, asakti bhava. Bhava, we remember Krishna with feelings of love. That's bhava. We're attached to Krishna with feelings of love. But asakti means we're attached to Krishna, the person. And nishta means we're attached to the rules. We're attached to the practices in sadhana. That brings us to Krishna. That brings us to attachment to Krishna. Nishta goes to asakti. I mean, nishta goes to ruchi. Ruchi goes to asakti. So ruchi means that we're attached to the rules and regulations of sadhana, and because we're getting some taste from those things. And then asakti means we're actually attached to the object of our sadhana. We're attached to Krishna. Aruchi becomes ruchi for Krishna, actual taste for Krishna, not taste for the limbs of devotion, but taste for devotion itself. Taste for chanting about Krishna or hearing about Krishna becomes taste for Krishna. Trishna for Krishna, Trishna means taste. So this is the interesting thing he's saying here. Sakala vidhi bhakti pran. He says that devotion is the life of all rules. And you can sustain, like labor of love, they say, the burden of carrying a baby in the womb of a mother. That's a heavy burden to carry. That's called the labor of love, burden of love. She doesn't mind carrying the weight and difficulty of pregnancy because of her love for the child, even before he's born. So this is it. Lord Chaitanya, he loved Shuklambara. So this is the ultimate rule, is that he loved this devotee, and whatever the devotee has, he accepted, even some old dried inferior quality rice that was begged, not even cooked. He took it, immediately took it from Shuklambara and partook of it, ate it. Jatavidhi nisheda sakali bhakti das ihateja haraduka se jayanash. All rules and regulations are servants of devotional service. One who is distressed because of this is vanquished. Vedavyasa has stated that devotion is the root of all rules, and Granga has directly demonstrated this in his pastime. Smarta vyasatatam vishnor saravidhi nishedasyur vismata vayo jatuchit etiyor evakinkara. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. He should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastra should be the servants of these two principles. So this is a nice point. I guess this is one of the main points of this pastime about the offering, this offering of rice. Aside from hearing all the actual qualities and characteristics of Shuklambara Brahmachari, but the main teaching of this chapter seems to be this interaction, this pastime, Leela, that he had with Lord Chaitanya, taking his rice, and the points, the philosophical points that we have to learn from that. Mudrana ekari vipranadila apane tarapi tandula prabhu khaila jatane. The Brahmana Shuklambara did not offer the rice with mudras, nor did he even offer it. Yet nevertheless, the Lord eagerly ate it. Vishaya mandhanda sava he marmana jane sutadana kulamade vaishnava nachine. Persons who are blinded by the pride of material enjoyment cannot understand this mystery. Intoxicated by their children, wealth, and family prestige, they cannot recognize a Vaishnava. As no one recognized Shuklambara. I thought he was some beggar. He was such a great Vaishnava that the Lord came to his house and ate some, forcibly took some rice from his hand and ate the offering, which wasn't even offered and wasn't even offerable. By Archan Marg standards, the rice was not supposed to be first class rice you offer to the deities. Wasn't even offerable. Wasn't even cooked. Usually rice has to be cooked before it's offered to the Lord. So although other devotees, so-called devotees in Navadvip, they were making offerings to their Shalagram or offerings to their Murtis very properly, here we see the Lord is going to the house of his devotee directly, Sakshat Darshan, and taking directly the offering. Deki Murka Daridra Jevaishnavere Hase Tara Puja Vitta Kabu Krishnere Navhase. Krishna never accepts the offerings and worship of one who ridicules a Vaishnava, considering him poor or foolish. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that there are so many people, Vaishnavas, living there nearby and around Shuklambara, but they were ridiculing him for being a poor beggar. And they're making offerings, but here Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying they don't even, Krishna's not even accepting their offerings. There's devotion, of course, that the Lord is interested in. So this is text 149, which is a quotation from Bhagavatam 4.31.21 about the kind of devotees that please Krishna. Nabhajati kumani shinam saijyam hare radhanatma dana priyo rasagya shutadana kula karmanam maderje viradatti papam akinchana neshu satsu. Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes very dear to those devotees who have no material possessions but are fully happy in possessing devotional service of the Lord. The Lord relishes the devotional activities of such devotees. Those who are puffed up with material education, wealth, aristocracy, and fruit of activity are very proud of possessing material things, and they often deride the devotees. Even if such people offer the Lord worship, the Lord never accepts them. So, this is a nice point. Akinchana prana Krishna sarva vede gai sakshate goranga e tahari de gai. All the Vedas saying Krishna is the life and soul of those who have no material possessions. Goranga personally demonstrated this. Very interesting, nice purport is there by Bhaktisanta Saraswati. But really, sometimes people, professors and historians of the 15th century, Renaissance period around the world, world history, or religious history, they write about Sri Chaitanya. They say Sri Chaitanya. They say that he was a religious social reformer. A religious liberal and a social reformer of the times. 15th century social reformer, religious reformist, who was trying to break down the caste system and establish equality among the social classes and bring people towards God. This is general materialistic professor's analysis. And on one level, of course, it's true that Lord Chaitanya, he didn't consider any caste, creed, or wealth, or poverty or wealth or anyone's position. So he made religion available for everyone. He brought religion to the masses, God to the masses. Going down this public street, everyone was welcome. Rickshawwalas filed in, farmers, mollies, gardeners. Everybody got in behind him and went on procession to the Qazi's house to protest the breaking of the Mridanga. Was a mass civil disobedience movement against the government, just like Gandhi, 400 years later, he started his civil disobedience movement against the British government, the ruling government. So Lord Chaitanya started a civil disobedience movement against the ruling government of Bengal, Muslims at the time, foreigners, Videshis. So he's seen his pastime. Shukambara, although he's poor, but he's a Brahmin. One thing that we'll see some similarities here. Generally, Lord Chaitanya is always associating with, at least in Mayapur, with Brahmins, rich or poor, acharyas or beggars. But they're all Brahmins, that's the common denominator. And sometimes there would be some people that would be have leprosy and they would beg for mercy, but generally they were leper Brahmins also. Gopal Chapala. So Gaurasundar's pastimes were very much, at least in Mayapur, were very much favoring the Brahmins of all different levels. And Lord Krishna's pastimes, he was kind of giving mercy to the Kshatriyas. Although he is a Vaishya, Vrindavan Leela, he is a Abhira. All the demons that he killed were all Kshatriyas, irreligious Kshatriyas. Glanir Bhavati Bharata. They were Dharmasya Glani. They were deviants. Dharmasya Glani. They were deviants from religious principles because they aligned themselves with Kamsa. And Kamsa, of course, was the anti-party, irreligious figure involved with cow killing and harassing the religious people and stopping yagyas and sacrifices and harassing Brahmins and cows. So he was definitely the proponent of irreligion. And all the people that he subjugated and defeated were forced to be submissive to him. Jarasandh and King Chediraj and Shishupal and all these kings that he defeated, they were all, of course, Kshatriyas. Now they're employed in the service of King Kansa. And they were very powerful, so they could take shape as different animals. And come to Vrindavan, these different kings would come as different animals, or they themselves would come in Dwarka Leela, Mathura Leela, and attack Krishna. So Krishna and Balaram would defeat them with a slap of the hand, or with a plow, or whatever. Fist. Look at Kamsa. Kamsa was obviously a Kshatriya. He's a king, Kamsa. But Krishna was a coward boy, accustomed to wrestling on the banks of the Jamuna. So he was invited for a wrestling match at the Dhanur Yajna, the Yajna to worship the bow of Lord Shiva. And then Krishna went in and broke the bow, just like Ramachandra broke the bow during Sita Swayamvar. And then Lord Chaitanya broke the bow also. Or else Nityananda broke the bow. Nityananda broke Lord Chaitanya's danda. And Lord Chaitanya, I don't know if he broke any bows, but he broke off some trees sometimes and ran through the streets of Navadvipa like a mad lion in the mood of Nrisingadeva and the Sringa Chaturdasi. In South India, he embraced seven tall trees, seven coconut trees, and liberated them. Saptarishis. It says that Saptarishis are living in these trees, and Saptarishis are the Manasaputra of Brahma. They make up the Big Dipper. The Big Dipper stars, the four stars on the pot and then the three on the handle. They say those are the Saptarishis stars or whatever. There's a big, it's like a pot on the handle going like this. And four stars like that. And it's called Ursa Major and Ursa Minor. Big Dipper and Little Dipper. Looks like a dipper or something. Long handle, four stars. And you can very easily see here in the Braj and Radhakund. It's very clear stars at night, especially wintertime. It's in Google. They have this Google Earth program where you can see different places. It's all filmed at night with laser and photography. So when you do see Google picture of Govardhan, if you do Parikrama Govardhan on Google Earth, you can do that. And then you can go, you just turn it, you're just going like you're flying. You can make it like you're flying an airplane. You're just moving over the Govardhan. Moving over Krishna Sarovar and like Manasi Ganga. So you can change the angle. And then when you see all these little twinkling, you see, because there's lots of fields on top of Govardhan, especially this side, it's very flat. You see all these twinklings and little twinkles in the fields. And I asked Sabya Sajjan, what is this? What? He said, all these shots are taken at night from the satellite. So these are lights, these are light bulbs in the fields just to light up the fields and keep the monkeys out or whatever. There's little light bulbs strung across, light poles or whatever, a little tiny light. And all these shots are taken at night because it's clear sky. There's no, usually late at night there's no clouds. He was telling me like that. So the satellite can get a clear picture of the earth. They usually shoot at night, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the winter. I mean, Yamaraj is the same thing. Yamaraj and Chitragupta, they also have precision annihilations. When a person's time is up, it doesn't matter where they are, they get found. There's a movie called The Faces of Death or something like this. And it shows live footage of different people dying, and like guy was in Faces of Death. I didn't see it, someone told me. And just by chance, like someone goes to the zoo and they're filming the animals, and the guy comes in to feed the animal, lion or something. And usually, you know, so someone's just filming it. So the lion one day decided he was going to eat the guy. So by the guy turned around or something, the lion, you know, he turned around, the lion and bit his head, and, you know, just put him inside. It's on the film. And alligators eating people and all, you know, all kinds of wild things. I mean, every time of death, you can be 30,000 feet above the earth flying in a jet plane at 700 miles an hour. And if it's your time to die, and you go, boom. Now, Krishna is the life and soul of those akinchanas who have no attachment for any object in this world. All the Vedas sing this fact. Gaura Sundar was the acharya and preacher of that confidential Vedic truth. Through Gaura Sundar's devoted servants, the Lord revealed the insignificance of material conceptions and expertise in abstracting the essence of the Vedas. Those who hear topics about the pastimes of Shuklambara and Gaura Sundar have undergone the samskaras of piercing their spiritual ears. And while rendering loving service at the feet of Chaitanya Dev, they become known as Gaudiyas, in the form of beggars in the temple of devotional service. This is one of the sanskaras. It's called Nam Sanskara and Jatakarma Sanskara. It's cutting the umbilical cord. It's called Jatakarma Sanskara. This is called Karna Sanskara. At the age of 8 or 9, and the ears are pierced. There's a particular nerve in the earlobe, which is connected to memory. And if that's pierced at a certain age, then memory stays preserved for a long time. Of course, oftentimes adults do it after the fact. Men or ladies, quite fashionable nowadays, or men, at least Western men, Indian. But Brahmins, it's actually one of the samskaras, piercing of the ears. Kan samskara. Kan means ear. And if that's done, then it's very good for the memory. So always Brahmins would do it and put some sandalwood earrings there at the age of 5 or 6 and keep them for their whole life. And that'd be very helpful for them, for their memory. Not exactly for style, but for memory. Both earrings, not both ears, not just one, but both. So he's saying that if our ears are filled with these lila of Shuklambara and Gaura Sundar, then that means that we've already done that samskara, because our ears are decorated with this lila. And we'll be known as Gaudiyas, and because we're beggars in the temple of devotional service. The Shuklambara was a brahmachari and he was begging for food. But if we're remembering this lila, then we're also beggars. And we're hoping that Lord Chaitanya will come and take something from us. We're begging, but Lord Chaitanya is coming to take something from the beggar. The rich man, imagine the rich man's begging. So if a rich man's begging, then somebody can come and take your money, because you're rich, but you're begging. So Shuklambara was rich in bhakti, rich in Gaura bhakti. And although externally he was begging, he was actually very wealthy. Bhakti Sampati. Yeah, the Bhakti Dan, the wealth of love, wealth of devotion. So Lord Chaitanya came as a bhikshu, because he's a bhikshu himself. He's a tridandi. He's a bhikshu, or ekdandi rather, ekdanda bhikshu. He's a beggar, sannyasi beggar. So he came and begged. He begged. He came to the house of Shuklambara to beg. I want something. I want to beg from you. He said, hey, I'm a beggar. I'm a beggar. How can a beggar beg from a beggar? It's like trying to sell a book to a Sankirtan devotee. They're covered, traveling somewhere, and somebody came up in the airport, excuse me, sir, you take one of these books? I was just kind of quiet. I said, no, I already got one. You know, I was doing like this. He said, no, this, you give this to your friend. And I said, actually, I'm so-and-so. I'm a book distributor. I said, you won't get very far with me. So he's begging, Lord Chaitanya is begging from Shuklambara, but he's begging for some great commodity that he was having in his heart, which was love for Lord Chaitanya. So we're beggars. Gaudiyas are actually beggars in the temple of devotional service. But while identifying themselves as Gaudiyas, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas do not commit suicide by remaining far away from the service of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. So we're beggars, but we don't commit suicide. We always serve the Lord. Gaura and Govinda. Shuklambara tandula bojana jay sune se prema bhakti pai chaitanya charane Sri Krishna chaitanya nityananda chanda chan Vrindavan dasa tachu para jugegan. One who hears about how Lord Vishambara ate Shuklambara's rice attains unalloyed devotional service at the feet of Lord Chaitanya. Prema bhakti pai chaitanya charan. Shuklambara Bhojan Shune. If we hear about this Bhojan Leela of Shuklambara and Lord Gauranga, then Pai will attain Prema Bhakti at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Charan. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of the lotus feet. So that's chapter 16. Also about Shuklambara. Interesting points about begging and how the Lord reciprocates with the beggars. The Lord comes to beg from the beggars. Because that's interesting, because the devotee is actually always begging the Lord, please have mercy on me. Like the Christians are also beggars. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on me, or something. There's something they call a Jesus prayer. Oh Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, pity on me, be kind to me. So Vaishnavas, Gauranga Bhaktas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas are also begging the Lord, please be merciful. Kabe Havi Bolo Se Dinamar, when will that day come? Kada, kada. When will I wander on the banks of the Ganga crying, ha, ha, ha Gauranga, ha Gauranga, ha Gauranga. When will I be accepted by the residents of Navadvipa as one of their own? And when will a resident of Navadvipa take me around Navadvipa Mandal and show me all the places of Lord Chaitanya's Leelas? And when will I roll in the dust of all those sacred places and completely cover my body with the dust of Navadvipa, Gauramandal Bhumi? When will I completely cover my body with all the dust and pray to all those Leela Stalis that Lord Chaitanya's eternal pastimes will reveal themselves in my heart of hearts and capture my full attention and full absorption in my heart? When will that day come? So this is chapter 17. This is the last chapter of this Madhyakanda. Lord Vishambhara is wandering throughout Navadvipa and descriptions of the devotees' glories. Of course, this is the activities of Lord Chaitanya. This part of this is his Leela 500 years ago, but this is also his Nitya Leela. He's always visiting the homes of his devotees in the morning time. And it's being told here also in this chapter 17. Text 1, 7, chapter 17. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Sri Gora Sundar Jaya Nityananda Sarva Savior Kalevara. All glories to Mahaprabhu Sri Gora Sundar, all glories to Nityananda, whose body is the object of everyone's worship. Nityananda Sarva Savior Kalevara. Savior means a worship. Everyone's worship ends there with worshipping Nityananda or his expansions, Guru Tattva. Madhyakanda kata jina amritera kanda jekata shunile guche antara pashanda. The topics of Madhyakanda are like drops of nectar. By hearing these topics, one's atheistic mentality is vanquished. Hina matte navadvipe prabhu vishvambhara gudda rupe sankirtana kari nirantara. Vishvambhara kept his identity concealed while constantly performing Sankirtan in Navadvip. So his form, Guda, Rupe. Jakana Karaye Prabhu Nagara Brahmana Sarvaloka Dehi Jaina Sakshad Madana. When Lord Vishambhara wandered throughout the city of Nadia, everyone who saw him thought he was Cupid himself. Sarvaloka Dehi Sakshad Madana. That'd be nice to see that Cupid instead of the other Cupid. In our age and times, Cupid takes different forms, and none of those forms are Lord Chaitanya. they don't even slightly remind us of Lord Chaitanya. But they thought that they were moving among, they thought that Sakshat Madan was moving amongst them. An ordinary deal. Oh, this next one. Vyavahari Deki Prabhu Jaina Dhamba Dhammamaya Vidyabala Deki Pashandi Opaya Bhaya. In ordinary dealings, the Lord appeared to be full of pride. Even atheists were frightened by seeing the strength of his knowledge. This is a very nice definition here of pride and Saraswati Thakur's purport. Check this definition out. Domination. This is the meaning. What is pride? Because the word there is Dumbha Maya. Atheists were frightened by seeing the strength of his knowledge. In ordinary dealings, Vishwambhara appeared to be full of pride. Vyavahar. Vyavahar means ordinary conduct. Daily conduct is called Vyavahar. Dekhi Prabhu. When anyone saw Mahaprabhu, they thought Dumbha Maya, that he was totally saturated with pride. The arrogant scholar, the boy genius. The boy genius, the arrogant scholar, the puffed up Brahmin of Navadvip. The indefeatable Brahmin. Dumbha Maya means he was the embodiment of Maya, of made of or saturated with, or the embodiment of Dumbha, which means pride. So the definition of pride, domination over others, to nourish one's false ego by persons who are expert in material considerations, is called pride. So someone may be very expert in material affairs, and in order to nourish his false ego, then he tries to dominate other people, control other people, subjugate other people. I thought that was nice. Egoistic, proud persons who try to establish their own prominence over Vaishnavas by taking advantage of their natural humility in worldly dealings become intoxicated by self-praise. Manifesting his own ingenuity over such so-called learned persons who were filled with false ego, Sri Gaurasundar instilled fear in the atheists who were envious of Vishnu. Thus they realized the insignificance of their own knowledge and were defeated by the strength of Mahaprabhu's knowledge. Therefore, the mundane scholars, of course, who were full of pride, realized their own weakness and accepted Mahaprabhu as the conqueror of the proud. So all the scholars and the Nayas, the logicians and great kavis and grammar, experts in grammar that were moving around Navadvip, they were often directly challenged face on face by Nimai Pandit, and he soundly defeated them. He's so much defeating them left, right and center that most of them were afraid to face him because they didn't want to lose their face or their position, so they would run over to the other side of the street or go away or try to avoid eye contact. When they walked by Lord Nimai Pandit, they would try to avoid any kind of eye contact out of fear that he might say, "Hey, let me ask you one point about Naya. Let me ask you, can you clarify this? I have this one question about Naya, about logic. Can you answer this?" And the person says, "Oh my God, it's too late now. I'm trapped. I'm caught by Nimai Pandit. So now I have to pull myself out of this, defend myself." So they would say something. He says, "Nope, this point is wrong." They would start a debate, and everyone gets around like always in India. As soon as something happens, 500 people gather around. So here they are, the two pundits, surrounded by 500 spectators, and many of them supporting Nimai, many supporting the opposition. And invariably, without fail, Nimai Pandit, he was the Digvijay, Achyuta, the infallible Achyuta, Ajita. He would conquer them. So then when they got conquered, it means their pride also got defeated. They got defeated by the strength of Mahaprabhu's knowledge. He was indefeatable. Indefeatable Mahaprabhu. Yakaran Shastre Sabe Vidyara Adhan Bhattacharya Pratyo Nahika Trina Gyan. The Lord considered the Bhattacharyas, who were supposed to be learned in grammar, as no better than a blade of grass. Bhattacharyas is a surname or last name for very learned Brahmins like Gopal Bhattacharya. He was Gopal Bhattacharya. And his father Venkatabhatta was Venkatabhattacharya. It was shortened to Bhatta. Grammar is a source of perfection for all kinds of knowledge. Mahaprabhu did not show much respect to those who established themselves as teachers for imparting knowledge. Rather, he disregarded them by manifesting his ingenuity. Nagara Brahmana Kare Prabhu Nija Rangay Guda Rupe Takaye Sevak Sab Sange. In his own ecstasy, Lord Vishambhara kept his identity covered as he wandered throughout the city in the association with devotees. Must have been amazing, Leela. That's something, I guess, like Clark Kent, the newspaper reporter. He kept his identity secret. He was just a newspaper reporter for the Daily Mirror. And he would report every day to his desk and take the news and type it and go out for the big news stories. And he saw some distress. And his news mate was Lois Lane. Lois Lane was his sidekick, his Shakti Man. So then she would give him a tip, she would give him some hot leads about some distressed person. So he would say, "All right, I'll write a story on it." So then he would go to that site of that mishap or calamity or difficulty or trouble. Then he would duck into a phone booth and change and become Superman. Dun da 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 da. And then go and say, no one knew who it was. He wore glasses and he was in disguise and as Clark Kent, the newspaper reporter. So now he's dashing and debonair and handsome and no glasses, of course, because heroes can't wear, have four eyes. No such thing as a four-eyed hero. So he would go there with his dashing cape and red boots and blue leotards. Red boots and blue leotards. And big S on his chest. Of course he had a good dose of Ahankar also. He had had a uniform, otherwise no one knew that he was Superman. So our Superman is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He's super. He's a super supreme personality of Godhead. Super personality of Godhead, right? Super. So, but Vishambhara kept, it's amazing when you think about it, Vishambhara kept his identity, for the most part, completely hidden. Imagine being God, actually God, you're Radha and Krishna combined, and you know it. You're all the most beautiful creation, person in the whole creation, the most learned and intelligent person in the whole universe, and the most powerful, strong, wealthy, detached person in the whole universe. You're God. Sadaishwarya Purna. And you just walk around, I'm the son of Jagannath Mishram, Nimai Pandit. I have a little Sanskrit. Where's your calling card? Yeah, I have a little Sanskrit school over on the bank of the Ganga, underneath the Kadamba tree. You have any, what's the post office number? No, it's that big Kadamba tree down near Jagai Madai Ghat, Mahaprabhu Ghat. I have a tree over there. We sit under the tree and I teach Sanskrit, Vyakaran, Kavi, Naya, Tarka, Jyotish, Ayurveda. I mostly taught this Naya logic and Vyakaran. But then he would just tackle these bogus pundits and scholars and rip them to shreds. It says, in his own ecstasy, Nagara Brahmanakari Prabhu Nija Rangay Guru Rupe Takaye Sevak Savas. In his own ecstasy, he kept his Nijarange. Nijarange actually means his own play, his own mood of play. Nijarange. This is his own ecstasy. In a playful mood, in his own mood of playing, he's like goofing on, we say in American slang, we say he was goofing on everybody. He was goofing on everybody. He was pulling the wool over everyone's eyes. He was masquerading as, disguising himself. He was enjoying it. Like someone might dress up in a monkey suit and go around and go, ha, ha, ha. And no one says, who is it? And the person knows who he is. He's a famous person in that town, but he's playing with all the kids, and they all think, who is this monkey? Ha, ha, ha. In a monkey suit. And he's relishing. He's enjoying being this monkey. And no one knows who. He knows every kid he's playing with. He knows who he's interacting with, but no one knows him. He's disguised as a monkey. No one can see him. So no one could see that Lord Chaitanya, that God was walking amongst them. This was his own play, Nijarange, Prabhu Nijarange. Prabhu Nijarange, his own play, his own sport. His sport, Rangi means sport, fun. Nagara Brahmana. Brahmana means he's wandering all around the Nagara as he wandered throughout the city. Sevak Savasange, in the association of his devotees, but he kept his true form, Guru Rupe Take. His own identity was covered. So we'll hear more about the wanderings of Nimai Pandit and how he's received by different personalities. Tomorrow we'll hear about what happened. What happened when Mahaprabhu met the atheists? So by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we'll hear about that tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki Jai.